Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we're in the classroom. Oh, my goodness. I hope everyone had an absolutely wonderful day. By this time, we should be in the middle of our dinner theater, meaning you should be about to break your fast. I hope so. You know, everyone has different times in which you have to or can break your fast. And as long as you're not on the West Coast, you should be making plans, okay? On the West Coast people, fight the power. You'll be with it, you know, just a little bit longer. But for everybody else, please, I hope that you are getting some nutrients into your body. Today was, a special fast day. Now, Wednesday is always my fast day. We're always fasting on Wednesday. But this Wednesday, okay, so not only are we fasting on Wednesdays, we're in our whites. We have our peace of mind and securely in place. We should be doing, our shrines and, preparing our spiritual tools and working in that arena for today. Why today? Really, we do it all the time, really. A wonderful approach is very disciplined in its approach to prayer, fast, those things. That is what makes a wonderful approach a wonderful approach. We get it in. We do not hesitate to get these things done, right? Right? So on one hand, the answer is yes. That is correct. You've got it all done. But what's unique about this particular Wednesday is that, like the last one, I think the one before, we've been fasting. So on one hand, this is our special day Wednesday. On the other hand, we're 19 days into this fast, right? 19 days, that is no joke, my family. 19 days of waking up early, fasting all day. 19 days of mentally preparing and fortifying yourself against the world. 19 days of, really getting your stuff together, right? 19 days. And so when we are doing this fast day is in a series of fast days, which means, one, we've gotten a little bit of a callus up. This is not day one, two, or three, so it's not like those critical roll around on the ground. I mean, those days should practically be holidays as far as I'm concerned. Just days when you're like, no, take it, breathe, do what you need to do for yourself, right? No. Day 19, we're already into it. But that also means that we also can be a little fuzzy. We can be a little fatigued from fasting constantly. We can be a little it may have lost its vigor that it used to have. When you first start something, you're like, oh, I'm on it. And now we're kind of like, I'm surviving it. And sometimes it's survival and sometimes it's less than survival, And so day 19 is nothing to play with. And right at day 15, I remember Spirit talking about staying motivated. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's definitely needed right here. And so I'm still moving in that energy of motivation. I'm still moving in that energy of, still very much protecting my spirit and the things my spirit needs, okay? So in the middle of that, we're going to get together in the classroom. We're talking about the eye of the storm. And so that amazing, that's such a great topic that, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, we need to talk about this because there's some pretty big, ugly storms out there. So, but before we get into that, I want to share, you know, all of the wonderful things that A Wonderful Approach is doing. And this is why we're doing it. There's no denying the negativity that we're all kind of facing at this moment. There's no denying it. There's so much going on. We are trying to kind of outpace the pace of negativity. We're trying to outpace it with positivity. So like last week, Monday, and you can check A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and it should have all of the shows listed there. And there's lots of shows now. You know, there's the Daily Show. And that'll be, you know, we do that every year. I think this may be my third or fourth year doing it and loving it. But on Monday, last Monday, we had the Bushwoman Report. And I love the Bushwoman Report. That's probably one of the main shows that I can't do. I don't even have an insight when I listen. I mean, I listen with pen and paper, but I listen with lots of pen and paper because I know I'm going to hear something that I did not know about astrology, about the zodiac signs, about all of that, the upcoming new moons, and, you know, just some explanation as to why things are so crazy. I need to know when Taurus is coming in and how that Taurus energy is going to be impacting the rest of us. You know, it's really a science. And so if you want to check that out, you can check that out there. And then the upcoming show that we have on back. All right. And then the last Wednesday, our program was on being obedient to God, which was a very unusual program because, of course, this is a spirit-led program, even the radio. So I have, like, on record what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be this. And sometimes it just don't turn out to be that. It's something totally different. I'm like, oh, okay. And so it was a very interesting show. If you can, you can still go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page and check that out. And then tomorrow is at 7 o'clock. Well, at 6 o'clock, we have our daily program. And then at 7 in the p.m., we have our business program with Sister Khadija. And so she's going to be on the air at 7 o'clock talking about business, networking, all those things that entrepreneurs need to hear. And then I saw something online on Facebook where she's not giving away, but she might as well be there, like $200 for a business plan. Now, I have a business background, and that's my thing. So I can tell you $200 for a business plan, she's giving those away. You know, we might as well just go ahead and be upfront and honest and say she's giving those away. But that's coming up Thursday. So as you can see, Thursday, tomorrow, 7 p.m. And so as you can see, we're doing a lot. And we're offering a lot of different type understanding so that we can start to outpace that negativity. You know, we'll be having the Lion's Den with Solomon coming up next week, the following week. So it's so important that we spend the time building something positive rather than passively allowing ourselves to be counted in the negativity corner, okay? How does that happen? That happens when you give in to gossip. That's what happens when you feeling possibly weak, and it's very okay to do that, but you don't reach out. Reach out to someone. This is why we have fast buddies. Hello. So not reaching out, staying in negativity, contributing to gossip or even listening to gossip, not getting your prayers and meditations in, doing the fast with a bad attitude, okay? All these things are contributing to negativity, and we have to make sure we're doing the opposite. We have to start doing the positive work, knowing that it's counting, and then it does count. It's counting, and we have to do what God said. So, that's the morning. Can you tell we've been busy? I keep telling people, look, if you're doing your fast properly, you're going to be too busy for anything else, okay? If you're doing your prayers, your journaling, you're going to be too busy for everything else. So I wanted to speak about today's show, In the Eye of the Storm, right? So this morning, the word for journaling and the word to be focusing on is forgiveness. It's so funny because I'm reading the book. The book, day 19, says forgiveness, or like I like to say, dropping the spiritual F-bomb, you know, is forgiveness. And who don't have the book wanted to speak to me today about the heaviness of forgiveness, and they don't wanna, and I can't believe this. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this forgiveness piece, you know, really wants to hit me in the head early, you know, trying to pound down and be like, hey, you will learn this lesson of forgiveness. And I was like, okay, I got it. But, you know, why does it have to be so hard? And I was thinking about love. I was thinking about love in the meantime, you know, and in A Wonderful Approach, we know that that means love when you can't necessarily see the love, you know, love when you can't really, you know, when it doesn't have a person, another person to focus on, it's just you, you know, love when, you know, it's been a while by yourself and you still by yourself and you still got to do something with this energy love. Love is not just a romantic love, and we've got to learn to embrace all of these loves. So this morning, that's where my brain was, you know, being in the meantime. And I started to picture my own self in the middle of this storm, perfect storm. And I was, when I was in this storm, I had created enough space for me to, you know, maybe walk two feet. The storm was maybe 2 feet all around me. So it wasn't touching me and it wasn't close, but I was in the bubble. And I could look up, and I remember, you know, being able to see the storm right there. It was right there. But I was safe in my bubble, and I wasn't trying to get out, nor was I trying to let anybody in. I was just in this bubble. And I was like, how many of us are in the eye of our storms? You know what I'm saying? We have, the storm is there. Raging, just raging. You can see it, you can hear it, it's making your hair go crazy. It's right there. And it's giving you enough space to walk, but that's it. That's it. It's not giving you any space to skip or to run or to be happy, or it's just giving you enough space to exist. How many of us are in that storm right now? How many of us are in the storm that, you know, and we can define storm. A storm, you know, that's something that you can't control. And it is negatively impacting you. And some of us are being caught up in other people's storm. You know, this other person has this chaotic energy. They're doing, you know, 50 million things, and it's their energy and it's their storm, but the storm is blocking your path. How many people are suffering in storms, you know, to the point where they don't even fight anymore? They're not even trying to get out of it. They've almost, you know, it's become a norm. Oh, yeah, I'm going through a crisis. And you're like, you know, just like old people sitting on the couch, you know, just, oh, my knee, my trick knee's acting up. Oh, that's nothing. My arm is stuck in this position. Oh, that, I can't believe you're complaining about that. That storm just raging and raging. And so it's like, what do I do? What do I do? Do I fight the storm? Like, knuckle up, fight the storm? Do I pretend like the storm isn't there? Because I can sit back and be like, oh, good morning, grand rising. I can do all that, but I promise you, that doesn't make the storm any smaller than what it really is. That storm is a beast. Do I allow myself to focus only on the storm and not be grateful or thankful for this little patch of grass that I have right here that pushes the storm back? You see what I'm saying? So I really just want everyone, we got to look at this. We got to get an understanding as to what we're supposed to do and really begin to share with each other. How do I outdo this storm? Do I fight it? You know, am I supposed to fight the storm? Even if it's not touching me, do I just walk over to it and start fighting it? Do I spend the time getting to learn it? How am I going to address and prepare for the storm so that I am not getting bumped and bruised on one hand, and then turn around, I'm not being lackadaisical with it? You know what I'm saying? So we got to talk about the storm. And I think too many times we try to act like the storm isn't there, which I think is a mistake. I think we really need to acknowledge that I'm facing some very serious challenges and then begin to have an answer for them, okay? I know that I was, I counsel, I read, I workshop, I do a lot of stuff. And I remember asking a young lady, I'm like, okay, so what's the answer? And she's like, huh? I said, what's the answer? What are you going to do about this? Because I can acknowledge there's a problem right here. And she could acknowledge there was a problem. But what there wasn't was any type of solution. None. I'm like, okay, well, what do you, how about this? If you're getting wet, will you at least go get a raincoat? Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I'm like, well, are you getting wet? Are you uncomfortable? There was no answer, no thought, no anything. You know, we've gotten so reactive or we've gotten so scared to react and scared to bond and move forward and everything else like that, that all we do is just simply react to what we're doing, simply, and that's not going to work. That's not going to work. You know, I remember, I think it was 2022 is coming in, and we were like all years, wonderful approaches, down on knees, on bended knee, we praying. So we're praying and praying, and we're trying to get this done. And I remember understanding that there was something big and major going on, and we had to either A, plan for this major thing going on. And, you know, Spirit was telling us, okay, pray and find something to hold on to. Pray and hold on to your rock. Pray and know how to pray during the storm. Managing your difficulty. Remember all that? Yeah, when that was coming in 2022, we were like, okay. And Spirit said to me, this is clear as day, look, either prepare to surf, or you're going to get hit in the head. I said, oh, no. I don't do hit in the head. I got to get on this surfboard and figure this thing out, you know. And I know that, I know 100% what was meant by that. Either look at this challenge, look at this storm, and learn to use it to your advantage, or it's going to take advantage of you. Very plain and simple. So we have really got to pay attention to our storm. And that's what we're talking about tonight, family. This is what we're trying to get people to see. When you're in the eye of the storm, when you are riding that thing out, you know, talking. So if you have a storm and you can see it and you would like to speak about it, you would like some help identifying it, if you want to share just what you've done in the past and how it has helped you through your storm, please call in. Please call in. I am not the A Wonderful Approach anything guru. I'm the organizer. I'm the one that gets it all together. I am ever so thankful to have the strong, powerful brothers and sisters that are part of A Wonderful Approach that actually make it happen. I love it. So, yep, got a caller. I love it. We need the wisdom, family. We need the wisdom. All right, let's see. Got here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you?
Oh, Sister Melissa. How you doing?
I am good. I am good. I am I am listening to all of these devotions, 6 a.m. I'm listening to them later in the day, but I'm listening to all the devotion morning prayers, and I am taking in all the information I can take in. And I was listening to you talk about love in the meantime, and of course that was you and I, and that was a wonderful conversation. But I have to say that I've been going through a storm for a while, and I really feel like I'm out of it. However, yesterday, I swear I had a full-blown panic attack, and I was triggered by something that I totally didn't even realize was still, a trigger, a soft spot. And I reached out to Sister Unique, and she helped me through, but I literally had a full-blown panic attack because I misinterpreted something that still hasn't been answered. That's the best way to say it. I got a notification from someone in HR at 5 p.m. to chat, and that just didn't resonate well with me. And earlier that day, we had some craziness that happened at work, and I'm all like, this is what I mean by the storm. We had some craziness happen at work, and even though it's not something that is caused by me, just because I was a part of it, it just triggered some stuff that I thought I didn't even realize was unhealed. Does that make sense?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So all I can say to add to this is the toolbox. I'm just glad that I know I have my toolbox. I'm just glad to know that I have people, I have understanding, I have my own power. There's things that we can pull on when that attack gets so strong that you literally succumb to it. And while I was succumbing to it, I reached out, and Sister Unique was there and reached out that hand to me and helped me stay afloat. And it honestly could have been all for nothing. I really don't even know. All I know is it was real, and I could not fight it. And it's because ever since August, something has been going on, one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. And, you know, it's like, yes, I'm protected. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I have mercy. Yes, I have grace. Yes, 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 but I still have those demons to fight, and I still need that arsenal in my toolbox because I cannot do that alone.
Amen. 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 You just said everything I just said, and it's so the truth. It's the truth. We're human. So as long as we're human, we're going to have those little opportunities for panic attacks, for drama and trauma and everything else like that. It's so real. It's so real. And we have to use the toolbox and our fast buddies and our sisters and whoever you're using. Utilize that, you know, because they know a positive way to help get us through this. So, amen, amen. And look, getting through it, that just means being on the other side. It doesn't mean that the answer is going to be great or anything else like that, but it just means that we will be through. We'll be safe. We'll be able to mark ourselves safe from this particular storm. So, amen, amen. And look, prayers out for positive resolutions in this. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely don't want to see you taking on unnecessary blows if you don't even know if it's negative or positive. So I get it. I definitely get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yep.
Look.
And I totally was all the way there. Like I was thinking about it today, and I was like, I said, you know how you use the word cannonball when you were talking about folks who just
yes.
jump into stuff. I said
yes.
I didn't even cannonball. I did a perfect dive head first into
uh-huh.
chaos.
No,
I mean a beautiful tear star dive into chaos, and it was all because of something that triggered something that had happened to me before, and I was like, 5 p.m. and HR, that don't mix. And
right.
Whew, yes.
But in the meanwhile, and you know, I had to remind myself, along with someone else, people can't do anything to you. You know, they can make you feel a certain way, and they can make you feel like this. But really, we allow people to do things, but they have no power. They have no power. We have all the power in the way that we react and we respond to things. We have the power. So, yes, yes, yes. But look, maintain yourself, Sister Melissa, and understand even when you're not, still human, still doing those human things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll talk more soon. Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
So look, in the middle of everything, those panic attacks, anxiety attacks, that's real, family. Remember I was telling you about the moments of frustration. I mean, my whole 4 minutes where I was like, look, this is not going to get done, and I'm about to get mad. Because I want this, and I want that, and I want that, and why isn't it done? And I could have swore God gave me 24 hours, and I only used 23 of them, and I mean, beating myself up. And I was like, you know, and my spirit was like, man, aren't we fasting? And I was like, yeah, but ain't no buts, aren't we fasting? You know, can you be a little easier? Can you be a little gentle? And I had to kind of go and be like, yeah, I can, and I'm going to be, and had to rearrange some things, and rearranging them is going to cost me money. It's going to cost me some inconvenience. It's going to cost me. But I said, in 1 minute, change all of this because I'm fasting. I already know. I'm not at full capacity. I'm tired and hungry. I don't have the fuel I usually have. Let me slow my hot self down. And that's what I did. And that is what I did. And some people had to, you know, be patient in the middle of that. You know, I may have inconvenienced some other people by doing it or overpromised other people, but there's nothing I could do about it. Nothing I could do about it. And I had to, and I think that was part of the lesson, was that, you know, I got to the point where there's one, there's nothing I can do about it. Two, there's nothing I should do about it. Allow myself a little grace. Allow myself, you know, I sit back and look at the lesson and the blessing of God and how God has grace for us. God has mercy for us. And we can utilize that as we wish. And I have to remember, aren't you owed, you know, can you be, if God, the creator of all, can be merciful with you, why can't you be merciful with you? Take a minute, relax, push back. So all of those things I have to do. I have to do it myself on the regular, and I have to be patient with myself while I'm doing it. It's a whole thing. It is a whole thing. And so there are times where that storm, in order to protect ourselves and protect our sanity, you got to know what to do and how to do it. How do I manage through this, right? So what do? How do we manage through? First thing I'm going to tell you to do, and this comes from the counselor in me, therapist in me, the mother in me, the manager in me, the spiritualist in me. I have all kind of different hats. And so, and each one of these hats deal with different aspects of emergencies and everything else like that and storms. Okay. So what the mom in me may not call, you know, two boys fighting an emergency. The therapist in me is, this is an extreme emergency. Stop what you're doing. We have altercations, this, and that. But I can tell you the first thing to do in the middle of your storm is breathe. Sometimes the storm will be pressed up against you and have you thinking that I can't breathe. That's not true. It may pull your air out your chest. It may just breathe. Keep breathing, okay? Control your breath. Next thing you want to do is call God. Now, you can call God directly, or you can call on one of the angels that should be calling God, okay? I have a sister I'm very close with, and we're close because we've been through some things, okay? We have been through some things. And sometimes I remember so clearly, she called in a panic. This happened, that happened, that happened. And I was at a loss of words. I said, you know what? Let's pray about this, okay? Let's call God in on this because I don't know how we're going to get through. And you go ahead and we make that prayer. And so calling God, what calling God into the situation does is that already starts the healing process. It starts the I need this negativity to back up off me process. It starts the I am protected and watched over and governed. It starts all the things that we need started, okay? And so it starts that process. And like I say all the time, I don't tell my God about my problems. I tell my problems about my God. I know for a fact God has seen me through some situations I didn't think was possible. I know for a fact that God is capable of watching me thrive. I know that God is going to make sure I'm okay. So, number one, I'm going to call my protection. After I've taken a breath, taking a breath can be as simple as breathing in and controlling your breath. Taking a breath might mean, you know, I don't know, taking a knee. You know, whenever the boys get excited and they think they're about to have an argument with me, they're like, oh, take a knee. Let's get some things straight. Taking a knee helps to put them in a more position. It automatically forces them to, you know, be, you know, to be settled down in a hard to move position, and just it already sets up a non-fighting stance. Taking a knee, that's when you're relaxing, that's when you're resting, and I have to get their attention when they think they're about to create a storm, whether it's, you know, against me or with me, or the, take a knee. That means sit down, be quiet, pay attention, okay? So after us adults, after what we're doing here, we're going to catch a breath. We're going to call God. Once God is called and he's on a mission, that means that we're in a safety zone. Then after that, after you're through with those two things, and I love this, almost breathe in. And then now we're going to breathe out, all right? What breathing in does is helps us to make sure we're going to stay alive, okay, that first air. Breathing out is exhaling. Once you've called God in, you know, let's try to control the breathing again. Breathe out after that. Breathe out. You know, when you're breathing out, make sure to let go of all the curse words. Don't use them. Just let them go. Let go of all the negativity. Let go of all the other options you had running around your head. Breathe out. Release. I like that idea. Release. Okay? And then, and this may require some help, this next step. Look at the situation clearly. Okay? Look at the situation. And you may need somebody to help you with that. You know, they have this cute little TikTok going around. They're like, you know, the woman sitting there and she's upset. I can't believe my husband 20 years is saying he's going to leave me and I can't do this and I can't believe this. And the husband yells from the back, I didn't say that. And then she was like, yes, you did. You're leaving me. And the husband yells, I said you can't shop and buy no more stuff off Amazon. And the lady says, same difference. Same difference. In her head, she had heard one thing. Okay, she had heard, oh, this marriage is over. And really what he said was, no more shopping on Amazon. Okay? How many times do we do this in real life? You know, I laugh and joke about it right here, but we know we do that. We know that we've all done that. We will get to the point where it's like, you know, we call ourselves, you know, hey, I called, you know, my best friend and I told her, you know, I want to get my nails done. And she was like, no, I can't do that, blah, blah, blah. And you don't need to do it either. You need to save your money up for this, or this. And what you heard was, I don't want to be your friend no more. I don't want to do the things you want to do. That's not what was said. What was said was, we got bills coming up, and we may not be in the financial position to do that. We didn't say, I don't want to be your friend anymore. But we'll hear that, you know. I mean, there are 1,000 scenarios. I mean, I know of 1,000 scenarios right now, you know. Oh, I've been trying to get in contact with you, Mama 7, and, you know, I called you on Monday at 6:15 in the morning while I'm doing radio, and then I called you again Monday night at 9:30 when I'm having Odoo class, and you didn't answer. I can't answer during those times, okay? When I'm doing radio, kind of in the middle of radio, and then when I'm having my class, you know, I'm knee-deep in class, very involved and engaged in class. Can't sit here and do both. And so, you know, I was like, oh, you don't love me. No, I didn't say that. I didn't do that. you know, but it's easy to get caught up in that. So next thing I want you to do after you have called God, after you have released that breath, you know, once you have done your exhale, then I want you to look at the situation clearly. What's really going on, okay? And a lot of times we'll realize that we don't know what's going on. We're kind of just grasping at straws. We're looking at, well, history shows, you know, the last three times I argued on a Thursday, that meant Friday we were broke up, you know. We all have these indicators that we use for what we think is going on, but what we think is going on and what is actually going on may be two different things, okay? And we have to be okay with that. We have to be okay with the idea and forgiving with ourselves, with the idea that, hey, this is the reality. The reality is, and we do it both ways. We will hear something that's not really there and run with it. We'll also turn around and not hear what somebody says on purpose. Not even to not hear what someone says. You know, we're looking for X, Y, and Z, and no, it's not there. When you need someone to say, okay, look, I got this job I need you to do. And they're like, oh, wow, that sounds like a good job. That person didn't commit to do that job. They just said it would be a good job. And it might be a great job. You see what I'm saying? So we have to, again, with the look at the situation clearly, we have to make sure that in that we're looking at what's really going on, looking at reality, and then, you know, a part of that looking at reality is accepting reality, you know. Sometimes, whew, and I know I do this, I call it the rose-colored glasses. I love my rose-colored glasses. They are so beautiful, and they make everything pink, right? Who wouldn't want to see the world as pink? But seeing the world as you would wish all the time and not ever looking at it for how it really is will leave you blind, in trouble, running a risk of getting into more trouble, having more difficulty because you don't want to look at reality. You don't want to look at the storm. You want to close your eyes. You're sitting in the eye of the storm, which means usually the eye of the storm is this small little bubble of where you're not getting harmed. But you can't live in the eye of the storm. Kroger is not in the eye of the storm. You know, that eye in the storm is usually so very small that you can't do anything but sit and stand. You can't, like, lay down and relax. Or I've never been in the eye of the storm and then be in a position where I can relax. Those things don't usually happen together. So how are you going to manage this? How do you manage this little space? You know, how do you not get so comfortable in the middle of the storm that you forget you're supposed to be getting out of the storm? Been there and done that. Been there and done that. Been there where I'm thinking, oh, yeah, storms are normal. This is just kind of normal. But no, they're not. Just because they're pretty consistent and constant does not mean that they're normal. Just because we can predict them doesn't mean we sit there and get comfortable in them. You know, South Georgia, I don't have to worry about ice storms for the most part. I may have two or three days out of the year where an ice storm is relevant at all. But then if you move up north, that may become part of your reality. Knowing what you're up against, that's half the mission. And then, two, knowing what to do when you get there is the other half. You know, how do you manage your storms? And we need to know, because the eye of the storm, and you know, I'm sitting here with my pen and paper, and that's pretty important for us to make sure that you are jotting down, okay? The eye of the storm is temporary. All right. What do I mean by that? I mean that you're not going to have that peaceful moment for long. Okay? Like Sister Melissa said when she called in, you know, talking about getting hit in the head over and over and over. It is real. How do you manage it? Because I know the first emergency I have, you know, when you're speaking to a child, you're like, okay, you know, that's not very nice. You know, I don't like to see you throw your toys. I need you to do better, blah, blah, blah. That's the first time the baby throws the toy. You have the patience to speak like that because this is only the first time you said it, and so let's work together, right? By the 20th time, you're like, look, throw it again. Is going in the trash. And I mean, I paid for the toy and I'm willing to throw it in the trash. Your spirit, I'm sick of it. I'm not going to let you keep throwing this toy. Right? What about the 200th time? Okay. What if that toy has been in the trash and you got another one? What about, you know, when this storm keeps going over and over and over, how, and you keep saying, I thought I solved that. And Sister Melissa, in the great phone call she gave us, and a very real example of how this works, she said, I was finished with that. Yeah. A lot of times in the middle of that storm, we do think we're done with the problem part. You don't know how many storms have accidentally snuck me in it. I have no shame about being very open and honest about where I am in my healing journey. You know, where am I in my healing journey? Still on it. I'm still on the healing journey. That lets you know I still got some things to learn and to heal from. So sometimes we don't even know this is a problem, and it just messed up and it got us, right? Being able to see the storm helps so much. Knowing that, you know, there are some storms I'm not scared of because I have been successful in the past about fighting them. And so to the point where I even wondered, you know, I thought I did so good the first time and the second time. And the third time, I knew I had that lit. Why does it keep popping up like this, though? Why does this same storm keep coming back over and over? You know, Unique said, I think your storm is seasonal. I said, I don't want a seasonal storm. I'd like the storm to go away, period. I think the storm is seasonal. So you got to be able to look at your storm, look at your situation, and then this is, I'm not saying bad words to you. I'm not saying bad things to you. I'm not. But you have to look and see if your storm, if you are creating part of your storm. I'm sorry. I didn't want to say it. The spirit is holding me obligated. You know, wonderful approach. The thing that makes it wonderful is that it's true. The thing that makes a wonderful approach wonderful is that we're being honest. We're being honest with each other. We're being honest about the situation. we're being honest about the solution. You know, that makes it wonderful. We can't be running around giving misinformation and, you know, just because it's a little rude. But, you know, you have to be open and honest. And in the middle of being open and honest, you also have to sit back and think, am I contributing to my own storm? Am I inviting my storm in at certain times? Did I not get the key back from my, I know it's rude and I apologize, but it's something we got to talk about. You have to make sure, like I said, that we're being honest, that we're being truthful. Because, and why? Because if you have a storm that you're playing with, and you're asking God to help fix a storm that you're playing with, you may not appreciate the way God comes in and handles that, okay? I remember growing up in Miami and doing, what was that, junior high and high school in Miami. And in the middle of everything, we didn't get snow days as children. We had hurricane days. This is when a hurricane was in the area, and down in Miami, hurricanes, of course, are big, big deals. They're still big deals. And so what they would do is that they would send the children home kind of ahead of the parents, and we're supposed to be going home. So that, you know, can go and get ready to buckle down and shelter and all those important things, right? And I remember as a child, oh, my God, and it would be raining on and off. And so I remember as a child, we would be out in the storm playing. Our driveway had, like, a little dip in it. We'd be playing and splashing in a puddle in a big, you know, we're in the middle of a puddle, you know, the way it dips down. And right. And so there's a storm coming. Now, we could look up and see the cloud. The sky was gray, and it was the middle afternoon. And the sky, the clouds were gray like it was evening time in the middle afternoon. And we're supposed to be going straight home. And, you know, all of us Southern children, we knew what to do in case of a hurricane. You know, we have to get an interior room. We have to do this. We have to do that. We knew that. But what were we doing? Playing. Not coming home and helping our parents prepare for a storm, which is why they let us out in the first place. Nope. We're not doing that. Why? Because we're children. We're not worried about a storm. This is an opportunity. It was an opportunity to play, so we did because we're kids. And we had no fear of what the storm could actually be, nor any knowledge. We're just playing. So now that we're adults, we don't want to play with our storms. Let's get through them. Let's really go home and plan and prepare. You know, life is letting us know, hey, look, you got a storm coming up. I'm going to need you to buckle down, get your prayers in regularly. You got a situation going on. And I was thinking back to a little one I was speaking to, and I said, 6 months, you're going to have a problem, right? And it's going to rock you, and you're going to need to come and be where the problem is. So prepare for your storm. Make your prayers. Do this, do that. And not one piece of me believes that this little one did that. Mm-mm. What did she do? Playing, like all children do, when you release them early. You know, not go to the grocery store. Now, what are the adults doing? The adults are going to the grocery store. They're buying up all the bread, the milk. I don't know why, but they're buying all the bread, the milk, the toilet tissue. That's what the adults are doing, okay? The adults are getting gas because they don't want to have to run out. They want to, they're getting gas. They're trying to find out, okay, are we all sheltering in one place? Are we going to try to do this out together? You know, what's the emergency phone list? The adults are getting their battery packs together, you know, make sure the phones are charged up, doing this, 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 and this. So the adults have a checklist of things to do so that they can be slightly prepared for the storm. And where are the kids going? Playing. Closing your eyes, playing peekaboo with the storm. I don't see you. I love to see little children, like little, two, pre-rolled. Close their eyes. They get their hands over their eyes. You can't see me. I remember one of them did to me. And it was like one of the most aha moments I've had because I'm like, don't we do that? Just as childish as I don't know what. Close our eyes until the other person can't see us. No. And I remember telling this little one, I said, I can see you well. You can't see me. And she said, you can't see me. And I'm like, chick, I see you, okay? You can't see me. And so that's what we'll do. That's what the kids do. They don't see no storm, even though it has changed their day to night. They don't see the storm. It's totally changed them. If it wasn't a storm, they wouldn't have gotten out of school. They know that. But still, I'm not going to hear to it. I'm not going to pay attention to it. I'm not going to allow my brain to process. I'm in the middle of a storm. So I'm going to go walk home and walk up the same little driveway path that I did. And there's this big puddle that's never, ever there, but now it's there. I'm going to sit in it, splash in it, kick in and do all the things. Why? I'm playing with the after effects of the storm and everything. Still not acknowledging the storm. No. And eventually, I'll get home. And this is what we did. I mean, when I say we, me, my sisters, all the little neighborhood kids, we were walking so slow. The school was only 5 minutes from the house, okay? But we took 30 minutes that day because we're just laughing and playing and cartwheeling while it's raining. It's still raining. The sky has changed from night to day, but we are oblivious to the fact that this is going on, right? And then we finally get to the home, and we're in the middle of the storm. The storm is now here. Children, had not done any preparing for the storm. We have no milk, no bread, no toilet tissue. We have no gas. We don't have no candles. We don't have our phone tree done. We don't have no phone nor no phone to charge. We have nothing. And we're just sitting there like, oh, my goodness, I didn't know there was a storm. Yes, you did. The signs were evident. You were outside playing in the raindrops in the storm. Well, I didn't know what I was supposed to do. Yes, you did. You had a clue because this is not our first storm. So what I'm trying to show you, what I'm trying to say is let us not be childish in the storm. Let us not ignore the signs that we have a storm brewing, but not pay attention to the signs. You know, when the sky changes from day to night and it's in the middle of the day, that should say, okay, we got a situation going on. What's going on? Am I prepared for this storm? You know, no matter what that job says, no matter what, do I know that I'm going to be fine? There are, you know, one, could be just updating me on something. Two, could be informing me something I missed. Three, could be, hey, go find another job, and then that's what I'll do. But am I prepared for just about anything that job could present to me? The answer is yes. I can continue to breathe, and I'll maintain. Let's start being the adults in the equation. Because what happens to the kids in the equation? Okay, so we go home. We haven't done anything but play, you know. And all we've done is waste time in play. Because remember, it's only a 5-minute journey from the house to the school, from the school to the house. But no, we let it take 30 minutes. So we're laughing and joking and we're doing whatever and ignoring all the signs, playing, getting our friends to play with us, right? Ignoring the storm. So we get there, we don't have anything. Someone else is usually reminding us, telling us, do you know you're in the middle of a storm? Well, I can see that it's uncomfortable now. I'm noticing the whole house swaying now, but we're not prepared. So we have to look upon the kindness of others, our parents, the ones that made the sacrifice or making the sacrifice. And we have to ask our parents, hello, parents, can you please shelter in place with you? Since you've done all the preparing. Because when I was supposed to be preparing, when I was supposed to be going home, I'm up here laughing and playing. This is how we have to make plans for our storm. Why? Because there's always going to be a storm. Why? Because sometimes those storms hit back to back to back and leaving us with very little protection. Leaving us bewildered, thinking we did something wrong. You know, how many people think they did something wrong because there's a storm? How many people think they caused some of their storm? Sometimes we did. Sometimes we asked for it, we invited it, we played with it. Sometimes we're like, oh, there's a storm in Florida? Let's run to Florida so we can be in the storm. So sometimes we do that. Sometimes those storms are just the world, and we have to learn how to navigate those too. Right now, if you're in the middle of a housing crisis, you did not conjure that storm. That storm exists without you. So we have to be okay with understanding some of these storms, they're not really our fault, but we still have to learn how to maneuver in the middle of it. Okay? If you are, I'm going to say, 45, 46, you may be dealing with a health crises, okay? Now, did you conjure that? Yes and no, okay? Yes, meaning you could have done some more things to help protect yourself from that storm called aging, because aging is real. Aging will have you in some situations, okay? Or we can just understand that once you hit that age, right about 46, 45, 46, right when you hit that age, if you haven't taken care of something, if you didn't notice the sky changing and the rain shifting, and if you didn't notice those things and make adjustments early, then you're going through a health crisis storm. And it happens to the best of us. And we have to stop and take the time to say, okay, I see I'm in the middle of this storm. Let me focus on what I need to do to get out of it. Let me see how I can find shelter and everything else like that. You know, one thing, for some of these storms, I have to tell you, they're not your fault, okay? But just because it's not your fault doesn't mean you still don't have to fight with it. You got it? Just because you didn't do it and you didn't start it doesn't mean you don't have to finish it. Some of us, you still have to fight it and have to prepare for it, okay? I'm going to say, even in fighting with it, though, you still have to do the right thing. Even in fighting your storms, you still have to be accountable, responsible, respectful. All of these pulls, you still have to do that. So I'm going to encourage everyone, you know, spend some time looking at your storm. over the next, I'm going to say 48 hours. Spend some time looking at your storm or what you would call your storm. And think, you know, are you being adult in this situation? Are you planning? Are you bunkering down? Are you making the necessary adjustments? The necessary adjustments, when you see the storm, if your storm is called Christmas, if your storm is called Christmas gathering at work, and you know right now, what is it, April, the storm's coming, you can very well say, I'm not going. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to place myself in a dangerous situation. All right? We know there's a hurricane season, family. We know when the hurricanes are coming. We know how they're going to hit. We have a pretty good idea of the path they're going to take and everything else like that. We can choose not to place ourselves in those storms. All right? If you are going to be in the path of the storm, oh, I have to go. My husband and I work together. And so, you know, he always loves to go, so I have to go. And so, all right, so the spouse needs to go, the spouse wants to go, and that means that kind of obligates you. So that means you got to go to the storm. Let's say, honey, we'll be here for an hour. You got me for 1 hour. I will go, I will smile, I will participate. But 60 minutes, I'm out. So this helps us to limit how long we'll be in the drama, because we can see the drama forming already. So what I'm not going to do is walk up in the party, you know, drink till I'm drunk, not going to walk around in the little black dress that's going to get everyone's attention. What I'm not going to do is walk in mad and irritated, ruining it for everybody else that this doesn't present a storm for. And you see how to do it, how I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be unpeaceful. I'm not going to be disrespectful. I'm not going to be disruptive. I'm going to be gentle with myself and say, hey, I can give an hour, and then I'm going to leave. I can let my sponsor know. I can let my husband know. I can let everyone around me know, hey, I'm walking into a difficult situation, and I might need some help. I don't have to walk in here just like the child. Instead of taking 5 minutes to get home, took 30 minutes to get home. I don't have to drag my feet preparing for the inevitable. I can actually walk and start making plans and preparation for some of these difficulties so that I can ace them. That's the purpose. How do I ace a situation with a difficult person? Don't be there. Find a different way to handle it. Move past, away from that. You see? So I hope everybody kind of got something from the program. I really want people to spend some time identifying what the storms in your life are. I really hope everyone takes the time. Not only do I need you to identify what your storms are, I need you to be aggressive about getting your milk, your bread, your gasoline. Don't wait till the last second to discover that, oh, to get through this situation, I need the supply. And I don't want anyone, you know, the eye of the storm is not comfortable. When you're in the eye of the storm, that's when you're actually at the party. You're actually at the Christmas gathering, okay? This is when someone is just about to engage you. It's, oh, I didn't think you celebrated Christmas. You know, this is when, you know, things are right about to turn left. And the way you tiptoe in this storm is going to dictate whether you're going to allow the storm to catch you up or when you're going to try to hold tight in the middle of the storm until you can get to a good place where you can try to get out of the storm. When I say this is clear as day. And I don't, you know, like I said, these programs are very much spirit-led, and spirit very much wanted us to know that there is a storm, but we don't have to be caught up in it. There are storms, but we don't have to get caught, ripped up and mangled, and we don't have to do any of that. We can go to our parents' house. You know, our parents' house means we can go to God. You know, we can go to our guides. We can go to those that love us, and they will sit and provide protection for us in the middle of our challenges. Amen. Right? So as we're going through this life, this understanding, take the time to be aware of where your problems are. Take the time, number one, it's not even number one, but take the time to, you know, don't underestimate your challenge, you know, because seeing how it's your challenge is going to mean something. So today is 420, and y'all know about 420. So I don't have no 420 problems. So I don't care what day, 420, 421, it doesn't mean anything to me. For some people, this is a national holiday. And they are clear about how they want to celebrate the holiday. I get it. But that's not my problem. That's not my storm. So for me to sit back and be like, yeah, I conquered that mountain. No, that wasn't even the mountain in your life. You know, I've never smoked a cigarette. So I don't have to worry about kicking smoking. That's not a storm for me. And I'm not going to play with it and act like it is. I'm also not going to play with it to minimize how big of a problem this is for other people. I'm not going to play the game. So let's spend some time evaluating where we are individually. You know, and one place, if you don't know where your storm is, you know, there's a list of 9 things we're supposed to be doing for a fast. And chances are one of those 9 things is a storm for you. You know, I remember when that list first came about, I was like, you know, for me, I was like, okay, I'm going to cut back on the sodas that originally. I'm going to cut back. But then it became a law, no sodas. I was like, whoa. And then I knew I was part of the reason why that was a law. Me, myself, I knew that I was part of the reason that that was a law, because those sodas are real in my life, you know, or they were. So as you're going through this, let's not play with the challenges of your life, you know. And then I'm going to ask other people, don't underestimate the difficulties that someone else is going through in the challenges of their life. Don't underestimate them. It's very difficult. Someone could tell me, oh, Mama 7, sodas. I'm like, no, not just sodas, Pepsi, honey, Pepsi, and sweet tea. Not just any soda, that soda, you know. So, and until you've enjoyed sodas, the way if I've enjoyed sodas, they won't be a problem for you. But the way I was doing it, I was out of order, way out of order. But I was still in the middle of it. This is something that we all have to deal with. Take inventory of your storm. Be honest about what the storm really is. What's the problem? You know, what is bothering you about this particular aspect of life? What's bothering you? Why is it bothering you like that? And then find a way to work away from that. How do I move away from that? How do I begin to minimize my storm's impact? Okay? I've had to escape one hurricane evacuation that I did. I had problem in was maybe 4 months. And me and my mom were in the same city, and I was trying to get her to leave, and she was trying to get me to stay, and I decided to leave. Anyway, she decided to stay. So I had this baby on the road, and from Jacksonville, Florida, to I think like Live Oak, which really is maybe 45 minutes, an hour drive, took me 13 hours by myself, me and this baby. And there were, it looked like millions, it looked like the whole world was trying to leave Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, there were cars breaking down on the side of the road. It only took 5 hours. I was on my way to my sister's house in Atlanta, which the trip from Jacksonville to Atlanta should have taken me 5 hours. It took me 13 hours just to that little stretch. So I said, me and this baby, we not making it. And so we stopped and got, people were sleeping out on the ground in the parking lot. And I was like, I have this brand new baby. I cannot be in the parking lot ground. And so someone gave me their room, and I had a room for 2 days. The rooms were expensive. The hotels were – the gas was ridiculous. And there are just millions of people out there creating this chaotic situation called an evacuation. It was horrible. And that's when you don't plan, or when you plan to leave. If you're afraid to look at your storm, you can get caught up in those types of situations to where you're actually making a bad situation worse because you're afraid to look at it for what it really is, you know. And so in that situation, of course, I have survived it. The child survived. He has lived on, has his own life and everything else like that. So that was a very scary 13 hours on that road, bumper to bumper. Very scary. If you're not preparing for your storm, the results can be very scary. Panic attack scary. So, again, I'm going to encourage you. And if you need to get some help, that's okay. That's what fast buddies are for. That's what fellowshipping is about, being able to have someone you can reach out to when situations get rough, when you start being scared to handle situations, when you don't really know what else to do. That's when we go and we look and we reach out to people and say, hey, I don't know. I don't know what to do. So, thinking about the eye of the storm, understand that the eye is temporary. The eye is forever shifting. What is safe today may not be safe tomorrow, especially, oh my goodness, in this current climate where we have, when people are not able to find jobs they're looking for, when the jobs don't have to pay you much because, you know, that's just the market right now. When, you know, the housing crisis is doubled, when half the planet's at war, when, you know, Mother Earth, Mother Nature is still going through her shifts and making whatever dynamic changes she feels necessary, with all this going on, it's impossible to ignore this storm. Don't ignore it. Let's look at it. Let's plan on it. Let's prepare for it. Let's educate ourselves on how to maneuver through it so that we can come out on the other side victorious. How about that? All right. And like I said, if you need help, don't be surprised. Reach out and get some help. First call God. And if, you know, you can't get that prayer right, it's just not feeling convincing, and call a friend, make sure the friend calls God. If you are calling people that are not talking about and to God, if you're calling people and their answer is, I'm going to pray for you tonight and pray for your situation, I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know who you were talking to. Get you some real friends. Get you some real friends, okay? Get you some real supporters. Get you some people that know that God is the biggest thing out there, and God is the thing that can help you through your storm. God is all of that. You know, that's like, you know, you got a problem, and you keep telling the waitress the problem. The waitress can't do anything. What are you supposed to do? Tell another waitress? No. Go tell the manager. Go tell somebody that can actually do something about it. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm not talking to Lottie or Dottie. I'm talking to the head. What can I change? Okay? So make sure that in the middle of the storm that you're reaching out to God, because that's who makes the changes. I can make you feel better. I can. I'm good at it. But this is beyond feeling. It's a storm. It's dangerous. It has the ability to swallow you. I would suggest that we do more than just feel good. Let's go ahead and actually get resolved in some areas so that you can be good and taken care of. Feeling good is not everything. Knowing that you're good is, okay? So just make some plans on that, all right? I want to thank my dear, my brave sister Melissa who shared with us so openly, and I always appreciate that, you know, when she and others will sit back and say, hey, look, I'm not shy. I'm going to let you know. This isn't easy. What I'm doing, what I'm saying isn't easy. Reaching out for support is not easy, but I'm here doing it, and this has been my result. And we need that, because what that's going to do, that's going to help us to know, okay, in these situations, A, B, and C, you know, call God. Make sure he knows the troubles that you're going through, okay? Now, I say all the time, don't let this be the only prayer that you hear for the day. Well, I know for a fact it is not. I'm glad that people are checking out the radio programs, and there's a lot of people. It's definitely getting the buzz and getting the circulation out there. And I'm glad, one, that the efforts and energy that goes out to producing all this stuff is helping somebody. You know, that was the entire purpose of the radio program to begin with. The entire purpose was to find a way to help others in a mass way so that we can get to more people. That was the purpose. And now we have evidence that that is happening, and it's a wonderful thing. And I want it to continue to happen so that when people, you know, I've had people say, you know, I was having a rough day or two, so I just decided to binge out on the radio programs, you know. I just wanted to listen to, you know, just as many as I could and just kind of offset some of the blah I was feeling. And that's wonderful, because that's exactly what we need. Don't allow that blah to have a residence in your home, in your body, in your heart, in your mind. Don't let that happen, okay? All right, so moving into the prayer, like I said, I know this is not the only prayer that you've heard today, because this is the second time that we've been together to make this prayer. You know, I want to encourage people to stay with it. This is day 19. Day 19. After today, there's only, what, 11 more days left? How awesome is that? You know, if you haven't had a chance yet, if you haven't done it yet, please pat yourself on the back. Great job. You've been able to hold down and, you know, say no to all the situations at work and all the free food. You've let it go and you wake it up early to eat. You've accomplished those things. Congratulations. So as we're moving into prayer, which is our second prayer together, But even still, you know, I'm so very pleased with people getting their prayers in at night also, additional too. Okay? So, Father, Mother, God, we come before you thankful, grateful, humble. We come before you joyful to have a small reprieve from the storm. We come before you thankful that we were able to withstand the storm for as long as we did, as long as we could, and knowing that we can find and seek refuge within you for protection, for love, for guidance, and for and from the storm. God, I want to thank you for the strength to make it through our fast days, the strength to make it through our work days, the strength to make it through some of the emotional challenges that we have been dealing with, the strength to make it through some of the financial hardships. God, we know that you provide us the strength to maintain ourselves. God, we know that you are here to help provide a bridge over troubled water. God, we know that you are the one that provides grace for us, that allows us to be protected, journeyed through the storm. God, I know that it is only you and the agents of good that you employ that watch over and guide and protect the children, protect the elderly, protect those that not well in their mind, protect those not well in their body. God, I take full joy, contentness, responsibility, obligation. I take full notice of all of the work that you do for us. I am thankful for it. Every opportunity that I get, I try to assist others, God. Please give us the strength to be stronger than we were yesterday. Please allow us to continue our studies and getting to know you and aligning ourselves with you. God, continue to help us manage our mental space through these storms so that we can be strong within them and strong within your word, strong within your guidance. We thank you for the love that you constantly give to us, God. And may we turn around and take that same love and pour it on to our fellow brothers and sisters in God, our fellow brothers and sisters on this planet, all of our communities. May they be blessed in their understanding of you, God. May they only seek your good and be able to move away from the wrath of this negative energy. Amen.